Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The year is 2020. Following several decades of systematically weakening the social, moral, and financial resilience of the American people, the global cabal has launched a series of unimaginable terrors that have rocked the foundation of Western civilization and has fractured the population of a once united country along increasingly irreconcilable lines. The nation finds herself on the precipice of all-out civil war, diving headlong towards economic ruin and already suffocating under the dictatorship of biotechnocratic enslavement. The final takedown order has been issued. The direct attack has begun. America's greatest trial and the battle for her survival is underway. InfoWars emergency transmissions are now broadcasting live weeknights 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Election countdown, taking America back on band.video and InfoWars.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mainstream media is reporting that the most senior officer in the U.S. Armed Forces says there is no role for the military in the 2020 presidential election. The article reveals that General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was responding to questions submitted by two members of Congress, Elisa Slotkin of Michigan and Mickey Sherrill of New Jersey, who were apparently recruiting the general's support for a military coup. These two were amongst the first to call for the impeachment of the president last year for investigating Joe Biden's ties to the Ukraine. In a Washington Post op-ed, seven freshman Democrats, all former military and intelligence operatives, claimed to be a group of unified U.S. patriots sworn to save America from Donald Trump. Abigail Spanberger and Elisa Slotkin were featured in headlines 3 years ago. Ex-CIA officers running for Congress as Democrats. The article cited the unfounded Russia hoax as the inspiration for these so-called patriotic CIA operatives to run for office. NBC wrote that these CIA agents were fed up with the president and their new mission was to foil Trump. The move by the CIA to run agents in the 2018 elections came almost immediately after the president ordered devastating bombings of Afghanistan heroin operations, an operation that many believe was run by the CIA. This is not surprising. The CIA has been involved in the international opium market since their inception in 1947, when agency operatives worked with the Italian mafia and used heroin profits as CIA funding. Slotkin and Sherrill were not the first to request the U.S. military's assistance in their coup d'etat against President Trump. On August 11th, a lifetime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with a former lieutenant colonel of the Army, wrote an open letter to General Milley. Like out of a Philip K. Dick novel, they predicted that Trump was mobilizing a secret army and threatened that General Milley would be guilty of treason if he would not help them remove the president from office. The publication of General Milley's response to these CIA operatives is a sign of the American deep state's weakness. They appear to be desperate. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN. Ladies and gentlemen, we are... They are planning a major martial law lockdown in blue states and blue cities. Stay with us.
Black. Golden.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jason Jones, I'm Alex Jones, your host, yesterday, and he sent me screenshots of conversations with the Lieutenant Governor of Hawaii, where they're saying, yeah, we're going to have highway checkpoints to basically try to force people to give COVID-19 tests. It's all color of law. We're going to block the main highway. And then he was asked, Lieutenant Governor of Hawaii, well, will you then have forced inoculations later with restrictions if you don't have them? He said, yeah, probably. We're going to show you those text messages in a moment, but we already have in Massachusetts, we already have in Virginia, they're saying they're going to make it mandatory. Now, that's another lie. When they say that, there's still religious and medical exemptions, but they put out the color of law that you've got to take it. A lot of people that believe it and crying mothers take their children in to be given injections. They're already saying the flu shots can be mandatory this year in all the blue states. We've got newscasts about that today. But this is all color of law. But in Germany and places, they're saying we're getting rid of religious exemptions and conscientious objections and medical exemptions. Well, I've had family that worked in the Foreign Service where they had a bad reaction to a vaccine. They were told by the doctor, you can't ever take the vaccine again. We have an employee who went to Vietnam 2 years ago. They gave her these vaccines, made her almost die. They said, your immune system's gone. You got to wear a mask for a month. The employee was here with a mask on her face. And they told her, you can't ever take a vaccine again and put it in her medical record. Well, they're just saying, sorry. It's going to be on your app on your phone that you've taken whatever the new vaccines are. And it gets crazier. Gates, in fact, cue it up if you guys can find it. I didn't give him a heads up. 3 weeks ago, Gates is on CBS News. And CBS News takes Gates to task was the headline. And they said, with your weak vaccine, 80% get sick, 20% of those go to the hospital. With your strong one, all of them got sick, and they're covering up, I'm told, deaths. So why are they saying you get liability protection, you've got to take it, it doesn't even protect you? What in the world is going on? Gates has been caught sterilizing people before. That's mainstream news. He's a eugenicist. So Jason Jones is here. He had to leave. Big fan of Hawaii. I'm a big fan of Hawaii. I was telling him a couple months ago as a guest, hey, be my tour guide when I come back to Hawaii. I thought about moving there. He's like, yeah, the lockdown hadn't ended. It's kind of bad. They won't let you sit down at the beach. 14-day quarantine. All of a sudden, boom, he's moved to New Braunfels, Texas, south of Austin, which, by the way, is a great town. And so this is happening. And what you see under the UN with the UN head last week saying, WHO head, we must stop nationalism, vaccine nationalism. He says, we're going to have countries take the vaccines. You're not going to stop taking the vaccines. We're in control. So this is about power. It's a big deal, and we're going to get into it. I have the mainline reports out of mainstream news of highway checkpoints. So the UN gives the directive. They test it in Australia. They test it in Europe, and now it comes to Hawaii. Why did it come to Hawaii? What are your contacts in Hawaii saying? Jason Jones, thanks for being here.
Well, Alex, it's unbelievable, especially with our history. Hawaii is a place that has a history of medical tyranny. We had the leper colony of Kalapapa, where the they would literally have police forces. If you were suspected of having leprosy, you would be disappeared, taken on a boat, thrown out into the ocean, and if you could swim, you'd make it to Kalapapa, the leper colony. Today in Hawaii, we're seeing this again. In June, a friend of mine in the COVID task force told me they plan on keeping the state locked down until there's a vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, you will never be allowed freedom of movement, to go to public places, to leave the state and come back. When you come back, you have to quarantine. I work on the mainland and around the world, so I'm leaving Hawaii twice a month. And I saw my property value getting ready to plummet. I told my wife, I won't be able to do my job. The housing market's going to collapse because people are going to flee. In my neighborhood in New Braunfels, we put up on some neighborhood app that we're there. Three families from Hawaii pinged us. We met a Hawaii from Hawaii today. And one of your fans messaged me yesterday. He was in New Braunfels looking at property, looking to move from Kauai to Hawaii. So we're seeing people literally flee the state. I saw a study, 25% of Hawaii may leave in the next 12 months. But I'm hoping there's Seth Fumai, who's a Samoan leader and a Samoan chief. He's been leading the Free Hawaii movement, hashtag Free Hawaii. And I'm hoping people rise up and say, enough of this. We had a leper. His name was a cowboy, a Paniolo, named Ko'olau. Ko'olau, the leper hunters came to get him after the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. They even sent German mercenaries to try to get Ko'olau. Well, the Hawaiians with leprosy built an army. They defeated the Republic of Hawaii. They defeated the foreign mercenaries. And they were free to stay where they were free to avoid the quarantine.
And that's the bottom line. If you don't fight, you'll have nothing. Everyone acts like chumps and like cowards. You'll have everything taken from you. We've got to start fighting back.
If Ko'olau didn't fight back, it would have continued. He won. The lepers from Kauai got to stay in their ancestral homeland. Do you know what the Republic of Hawaii, by the way, these distant economic interests from abroad, said Hawaii needed to be very strict on leprosy. Why? To protect the economy. The same mess that we're being told today. But this cowboy, this Hawaiian cowboy, they'd have to fight sharks when they'd let the cattle off on the barges to come into the, they'd have to run them off the barges into the beach.
For folks that don't know, Kona especially is one of the biggest beef producing places in the world. It's gorgeous. The island is covered with cows.
Well, we were an agriculture state, but thanks to globalism in 1994.
Now you're net importers.
Yeah, 90% of our food comes on boats.
And let's expand on that. This is a microcosm. Hawaii is a microcosm. Let me show people the headlines here. Okay, folks? For TV viewers, let me get this over here. This is breaking right now. Shock report this week. CDC quietly updated COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19. It was all fraud. They got us something else.
It's a fraud.
The White House has this. That's why Trump took it over. German COVID civil rights protesters appealed to Trump. But let's get to Hawaii. Forced COVID-19 testing and highway checkpoints announced by Dems. That's the InfoWars article, but here's the actual article. Hawaii News Now, you sent it to me. State to use entire H3 highway to facilitate COVID-19 testing, herding you into a tunnel, intimidating you into testing, and then you guys talked to the lieutenant governor. They said, yes, probably it's going to be forced inoculation or you can't leave your house. And they admit it's to boost COVID numbers by testing everyone. They say it'll boost it. But it's not about death now. It's about the numbers. They want to keep it locked down to drive people out of the state. I don't blame you to be able to buy it all up for pennies on the dollar.
That's what I've been told. So I asked my friends in the government, what's the plan? It's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe that people would conspire.
And by the way, you hadn't told me the plan, but I know the plan.
Very powerful people.
The globalists want a total panic to plunge things so they buy it up.
I was told by friends in state government the plan is to destroy the economy so people can buy things up cheap. And here's the sad thing. A friend of mine is a school teacher. They announced that they were shutting down the schools. The kids are just getting to be back with their friends. They're just being allowed out of their houses to play. An 8-year-old boy told my friend who's a school teacher, I want to commit suicide. I didn't know the word suicide when I was 8 years old. Then they announced it. They tweeted that they were going to close schools. They announced that they were going to close schools officially. Then the next day they backtracked. Families are making plans. I can go back to work. I can pick up a shift. I can do this. My kids are going to go back. Kids are getting excited.
The left is terrorizing everyone, all based on lies. What do we do to break this down? And to know that Hawaii, just like Australia, is the model.
Well, you know what I think in Hawaii? People need to rise up. Hawaii needs to vote for Trump. This will shock the world. They voted Republican once, I think, and that was for Reagan, too.
But they need to break the chains. Hawaii needs to go Trump. Because Trump's wanting to end this COVID hoax.
He'll end this COVID hoax. What I loved about his convention and then his speech, he talked about the consequences that you don't see. He talked about starvation in Africa and food insecurity at home, which is a real thing. Kids are not even waking up, starving to death. We're so obsessed with our own problems that we're not paying attention. I brought this for you, the DOPA. This came from East Turkestan from a Uyghur friend of mine. I want to give this to you. We're not paying attention to the 3 million people in concentration camps. We're not thinking about the children who are suicidal. Study I saw, I just read a study.
Oh, suicide's up like fivefold.
Yeah, one island, Kauai, 1 week had as many suicides as the previous year.
Jesus.
A friend of mine who's a psychiatrist.
1 week.
1 week. A friend.
Also, Zuckerberg can have more property. And it's just like they plunged Greece a few years ago and all these private jets landed to buy it up.
Yeah.
That's all this is. They're just plunging it to teach you a lesson and take over. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We knew it was coming. We knew it sounded crazy, but we knew it was coming. We laid out the enemy plan, and now it's here. And now our credibility and your credibility for telling the truth is platinum. So the enemy's trying to silence you. Don't let them do it. Here's the bad news. The globalists are under UN control. They're establishing world government. They're using COVID-19 hoax as a way to do it. It doesn't matter if the U.S. national rate is 0.0032 and Hawaii even lower. Australia's even lower. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning. But they're saying, we're going to protect you. We're going to choke women that leave their house even with a mask on. And here it is. WHO chief warns of vaccine nationalism as 172 countries sign on to coronavirus vaccine distribution scheme. That's InfoWars. But here they are. RT, same headline, same thing. You must submit to the UN. You must follow their orders. News of Australia, news of Europe, all the same headlines. You will submit. The UN is in charge. And now checkpoints have been established, force testing, and the lieutenant governor of Hawaii is saying, we're looking at restrictions if you don't take the vaccine that's not even approved and has been proven to be dangerous. This is a giant globalist power grab to track and trace you, to control you, and to say who's essential and who isn't. Jason Jones is a very successful filmmaker and patriot. He's moved to Central Texas, South Central Texas, to get away from that tyranny. That's another question I'll ask next segment. Why is everybody fleeing to Texas? Because it's not perfect, but there's a spirit to it. But thank you so much for joining us here today. Get into what's currently happening and just how huge this is. I mean, this is going on. And then when you get into the lieutenant governor, we'll show the text messages admitting that, oh, yeah, probably you're not going to be able to leave your house if you don't take this vaccine. I mean, Bill Gates isn't just our doctor. He's our God, our master, our warden. I mean, he's our slave master.
Yeah, he's better than us. He's better. Here are the numbers in Hawaii. 0.00004% of the population.
Say that again, because I saw that.
I want to look at it, because there's a lot of zeros. 0.00004. That's the mortality rate. You know, has your mother gotten her mammogram, your sister, your cousins, your coworkers? Has your 50-year-old friend who's at risk for colon cancer gotten his colonoscopy? Lupus, we have a problem with lupus in Hawaii. I think a higher percentage of our population than anywhere in America we have lupus. It's a very complex disease, hard to diagnose. Are those women and men, mostly women, mostly Asian women, are they going to get tested? Are they going through the battery of tests they need to go through to get the proper treatment for their lupus? None of this is happening. We have food lines in Hawaii. I have a friend who's a teacher at a private school. He told me he's had parents confess to him that they don't have food in the house. They're,
suicide, you said, more suicide in one island in 1 week than the last year.
Yeah, that's what I saw reported about. That was 2 months ago. So those numbers are hard to get. There's a beautiful organization called Kupuna Needs in Hawaii, founded by some Native Hawaiians and some Catholics. It's being, in large part, funded by Native Americans that see what's going on in Hawaii. And they're running out of resources. They used to fed 50,000 families. Now the need's growing, but they only have enough resources to feed, now I think, 400 people a week. It was 400 families a week before. The need is growing. The resources are becoming
less. Being put into a global collapse. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. And there's a lot of native groups that are at third world level.
Yeah, well, and Hawaii is the most it's the furthest place in the world from any other place in the world. Thanks to the Jones Act to protect domestic shipping, which I'm for, but Hawaii should be exempt. Food has to go. Every ship passes by us. We pay so much more for our food. President Trump, I wish he would suspend the Jones Act until this end of this nonsense, because shipping companies just announced they're jacking up their rates right now by 48% to the Outer Islands. Grocery stores are closing in the Outer Islands. This is for real. In the United States, the Outer Islands of Hawaii, Kauai, other grocery stores are closing. Iconic businesses are closing.
And I get that you're Hawaii-centric because you love the place. You lived there many years. And you're like, thanks for caring about Hawaii. That's a canary in the coal mine. I mean, that I care about myself and them as well. This is evil. For something that kills less people than, you know, basically drowning, they are here doing this. And now tell us about the lieutenant governor. Tell us about the checkpoints they're announcing starting today.
We have these three leaders. You know, we have the lieutenant governor. Why are we even talking about the lieutenant governor? That's bizarre to begin with. But we have the governor. The governor is just this inept goofball. Sweet enough man, but way in over his head. We have a mayor who's an egomaniac, Kirk Caldwell. Then this lieutenant governor who's viciously ambitious. So at first when the governor, Governor Ige, was keeping the economy open, his own lieutenant governor was out there grandstanding saying, we have to do more, shut the economy down. When he shut the
economy... He wants to show off the globalists to show he'll really squeeze people.
And he wants to be governor. So yeah, so when Ige shut the economy down... Then he went to business leaders and said, Ige's being too strict. Ige's being too strict. And then he ran up front again when we began to open the economy and said, we're being too loose. This man is only thinking about himself and his ambition. He is not thinking about the businesses, the families.
So this lieutenant governor's a demon. And we'll put the screenshots on screen, guys. Go ahead and put them up. This is him being asked about this by one of your friends. And he's saying, yeah, no, we're going to have these checkpoints. And we're probably going to have restrictions if you don't take the vaccine. Wow. So again, this is what's going to happen here in the mainland. People need to know this.
Yeah, it's going to. You know what? They're doing as much as they can get away with. So in Hawaii, they didn't want to upset the watermen. So you can fish and you can surf. They knew that there's lines they couldn't cross. So they'll cross every line they can cross, even here in Texas.
As long as they let the indigenous do their thing, they won't rise up.
Well, yeah, and they know the groups that if they get upset, they can really lead a movement in the state. So they
have legitimacy because they're original people of the island.
That's right, and people respect them, and they're the host culture. And so they
can kick the globalist culture out. So we need them to lead the fight against
globalism. And look, globalism, we look back to Kualau. We had these economic interests from outside of Hawaii a little over a century ago after the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom, and they were literally rounding people up, taking them to Molokai, Kalapapa. But this one cowboy, literally cowboy, Kualau, he said, no, I'm not leaving my valley. I'm not leaving my community. I'm not leaving my wife. I'm not leaving my children. And he defeated these.
Well, that's the thing about leadership, and I'm not bragging about us. 3 weeks ago, all the parks were closed, all the green belts, all the rivers. And I went down and just did a protest. Savannah went crazy. Savannah Hernandez tore it all down. Everybody else went and copied it because there's all these dozens of interests, and we have a huge... Oh, it's like a national park. It's so bigger, hundreds of thousands of acres total. And now I go there, it's all torn down, and they're not enforcing it. Even though the mayor says you can't go swim in the river, everybody's just doing it. No. That's just a classic example. Just stop following orders.
We're like the elephant, you know, that's tied to the stake as a baby. And we pull on it, we pull on it, we pull on it. And we think that we can't. Now we're big, we're strong. We can just walk away. We can just walk away.
Exactly. We're like a giant full-grown bull elephant. We're not a little baby anymore.
No, we can just walk away. We can just open up our businesses. We can just open our schools.
But not much longer, because the chain reaction of breaking down supply chains is almost here. I mean, let me tell you, we've got 7 suppliers. 3 cannot get us vitamins and minerals anymore. And they say they're just closing. Because folks, this is bad. Stay with us.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this hair. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vaseline, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take it. advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stations are just joining us out there. I'm Alex Jones. Jason Jones, a filmmaker, patriot, who lived in Hawaii for many years, has had to leave because it's under martial law. They're now announcing highway checkpoints that started today, forced COVID testing where they push it on you, and then the lieutenant governor is saying, yeah, we're looking to not let you leave your house or whatever if you haven't had the dangerous, unapproved vaccine. And major states like Massachusetts are announcing flu shots are mandatory, but they're not. They say it's mandatory, but there's waivers because you can't have a law under the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention making someone take some type of medical treatment. You know, the Nazis got in big trouble. They weren't good guys, remember, for this. So they all tell us we're Nazis, but we're the anti-Nazis, and we're going to kick their ass again. Jason Jones, you're on fire with this subject. The microcosm, the canary in the coal mine is Australia. Now it's Hawaii. It's UN run. The articles where the UN is running all this. They run the directives. You were talking about how they did this in Brazil, Greece. They're plunging the economy on purpose. I didn't even know you knew about that. You said you talked to Hawaiian leaders. They knew that. That's all this is.
Yeah, yeah, South Korea. And maybe chickens are coming home to roost. We sat here and watched them destroy the economy of South Korea, the globalists. Destroy Brazil. You know, destroy the pensions of hardworking South Koreans. If they did it to the South Koreans, you know, they're not going to do it to us.
Greg Palast of the BBC, back when they were still good, partially was on here in 2002. His interview went viral. And he talked about IMF World documents, IMF World Bank documents he got, where they said, we've already imploded all these other countries, the third world. Now we're going to do it to America. That was the plan.
Yeah, a book Soros wrote, I know you know about this book he wrote in the 90s, early 90s. He said he gets a Luciferian pleasure from destroying businesses, shorting businesses. And he hoped one day to do this to countries.
He did. In fact, he even said before that he believes he's the Messiah. So he believes in destroying dreams gives him power. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, and you think, when it happened in South Korea, I thought of hardworking men and women that dreamed of a day when they could have a retirement and that disappeared. Now I see it. My own friends and families, their businesses are being destroyed. On the way here, I called a friend of mine. I said, how's your business? Is your business going to succeed? He goes, we went from making $30,000 a month, bringing in $30,000 income a month to zero. We're done. Now, why are they doing this massive testing in Hawaii? I'm going to tell you. So a friend of mine in the Hawaii State COVID Task Force told me in late June, the plan is in early August to announce a shutdown until October. In October, the
you said that here on air.
I did.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. And then they said, then it's going to be January. Then they're going to announce, okay, we're going to lift the restrictions, but only for people who take the vaccine. Is this a conspiracy theory? We have a text from Josh Green. And then when the text went viral, he said, I'm going to stop answering people's questions. Well, you should answer our questions. Especially if it has
to be. The point is, there's a formulae, there's a plan. It's not about safety. It's a power grab. Say no, Hawaii. Say no, America.
Alex, 0.00004. That's the mortality. I have seven children. Four of the godmothers of my children are fighting breast cancer right now. I mean, women aren't getting their mammograms. Where people are getting their Holters for heart problems to get their hearts tested. Men are going to drop dead. You know, because they can't get their heart checked. Women are going to get breast cancer, and it's going to go past it's a very treatable cancer. By the time they finally know they have breast cancer,
it's just like England with their National Health Service, NIH. They've got a plan.
And then the drug use. I know me. I've been drinking wine every night with my wife. We went horseback riding for my daughter's birthday today, and there was a 230 weight limit. And I normally weigh 218. I was literally right. I made it to right under the line. And I said to my wife, I said, that's 12 pounds of Pinot Noir right there.
Yeah.
That's what that was. That was COVID wine. And there are people that are so depressed. I have friends that are very pious to the gods of the city. They do everything they're told in Hawaii. They have not left their house since the shutdown. They're addled with depression. I watch their Instagram. It breaks my heart.
They're being murdered.
I have a discipline of calling my friends who I know live alone, who are following every rule, doing everything they're told, and it's destroying them. And all I'd hope is that the political leaders that are the instruments of this fraud are held accountable.
Well, that's it. I mean, look, everything Fauci said was a lie. And they go, oh, believe the science. Believe total lies that have been proven to be lies? 2.5 million dead. 2.2 million dead. 1.7 million dead. They ratchet it down. Now they're like, Trump's to blame. 180,000 dead. And then the CDC goes, actually 9,000 died of COVID. It's all fraud. So how do they pay? What do we do? Because I don't want to see riots and us killing each other in the streets. I guess, like, where does Fauci live? I don't want to go kill him, but we should be protesting at Fauci's house. In fact, where does Fauci live? I'm going to his house to camp out and protest
him. I'll be there.
No, I'm serious.
Just hit me.
We need to go to Fauci's house.
No, and that's the thing. We know we're all stressed out. So on my podcast this week, I'm having a psychiatrist on, and he's a doctor, and a spiritual guy who he talks about how to manage your anger and depression and rage, because people are angry, they're scared, they're sad, they're lonely.
No, I agree. I'm trying to manage mine.
But
I'm going to call my people right now. I'm going to find out where Fauci lives right now. It just hit me. We should just camp out around his house. Hey, Tim, I want to find out legally and lawfully where Fauci lives. I want to go camp out outside his house. Anthony Fauci. We need to do this. I'll call you back after the show. I'll see you. I'm not kidding around.
I love it. I'm there. Well, that's the thing. We can't take it out at the person that cuts us off. you know, as we're pulling out of the gas station, we're so angry, they're angry.
Yeah, they want to play us off again. No, no, no. Bill Gates, Fauci, the Democrats, they did this. That's who's behind it.
Yeah, when you, I went into the mall in Hawaii one day, when it was allowed to be open for about 3 days, I forgot to wear a mask, forgot that everyone, and then this guy, this young boy that worked in the mall ran from me. Like, you know, I was a zombie or something. And he, and
oh, there's Fauci's house. Where is it?
Oh, we found it. Look at that. Nice house. You wouldn't mind being quarantined in that for a month. But he has tennis courts. Look at how big that house is.
Well, that's where we're going.
But look at that. He gets to go on those nice walks.
He should have people around his house 24/7. He wants to forcibly inoculate us with an unproven deadly poison, and he's lied about everything his whole career. He's involved the Wuhan lab. My God.
Remember the swine flu, how many people the swine flu vaccine killed? I was flying from New York to D.C., and the guy sitting next to me, we started talking, like, what do you do? He goes, I develop vaccines. I said, you're not going to like me. I'm an anti-vaxxer. He said, well, I developed the swine flu vaccine, and I am now an anti-vaxxer, too. I'm going to testify before Congress.
Beautiful.
Because the vaccine I created is killing people. He showed me some videos, which you can see on Google and YouTube. I think they're still there. If you look up swine flu vaccine side effects, there's one of where one of the side effects is you can only talk while jogging or walking backwards. It sounds like I'm making this up. You hear it, you laugh. It's true. Google, YouTube it.
But it destroys parts of your brain.
When I was in the military, we had to get the Japanese encephalitis vaccine, which was experimental. In my unit, somebody died. Several people were chaptered out because the side effects were so severe. And the rest of our unit got a letter saying, don't ever donate blood or bone marrow.
But yeah. And they're like, oh, there's no side effects. Everything's fine.
That's what
we have a crew member who had to wear a mask for 3 months after they got a shot to go to Vietnam. And it literally, they said, don't ever take a shot again. It'll kill you. Because it causes an autoimmune response.
So they have something they have not.
I mean, they know this is going on. And then we're like, hey, watch. They're like, oh, you're crazy. Nothing's going on.
They're telling us it's safe. And they haven't even made it. They haven't tested. It's not, it doesn't exist. How can you say it's safe? I saw something.
Exactly. They're already talking about making it mandatory. And it's already putting 20% of people to take in the hospital in test.
The woman they made a hero out of in the UK, they said, you know, she was this great. She's, you know what? She was a beautiful, noble person who wanted to be of service to her community, trusted everybody. And was the first person to get in the UK to get the vaccine trials. What happened to her? She died. So
I forgot about that. And there was an article, the guy they had on CNN, who was the healthy model guy, I forget his name, he almost died. He got paralyzed.
And these are good people who believe everything they're being
told. They're stepping up.
They trust Bill Gates. How can you not
trust Bill
Gates?
But that's what worries me. We're about to go to break. Final segment before Owen takes over. Why are they admitting it's killing people? They used to admit that. I think they know they can't cover it up now. So they're just like, okay, it might hurt you really bad, but no big deal. And they think we're tough. We'll just like, all right, I'm tough. Give me that sucker right now. Well, I'm paralyzed. That's all right.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Jason Jones, our guest, will give you his websites and more. Final segment. And then Owen Schroyer takes over 2 hours with a new show, Sunday Live. Please tell folks about it.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this half. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendivise, Vasilbeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock for 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it bugs the InfoWar. A 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You've built what we've done. I salute you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Jason Jones is here. No relation, except we're all humans. We're all related. And he's a major filmmaker. He's made a lot of big films, had a lot of top stars, won international awards. Most people cower in fear to come on the show because they'll get demonized. He's not afraid. That's a big test right there. And he's now moved to Texas. A lot of folks are fleeing here. Not that we're perfect. Joe Rogan's on his way to Texas right now. I'll tell you where he's moving in the next few days. And I'll leave it at that. But a lot of things are happening. We have U-Haul lines, not a sign of exodus from New York, despite tweet claiming people have had enough. People are exiting Chicago. They're exiting California en masse. It is just incredible. But California is announcing a new tax they're trying to pass, where if you live in California for 10 years after you leave, they get part of all your earnings, which is totally illegal, but they think they're the United Nations. They think they're world government. They think they're the Southern District of New York that acts like it's God. But Jason Jones, you were talking about how what we've warned about is now being fulfilled. And so thank God warned us about this. We got ahead of it so we can lessen the blow or the burden. But this is the total takeover. This is the anti-human attack. This is the domestication. This is the enslavement. You were talking about one of our top literary minds of the last century, who himself was tortured with harassment until he committed suicide, Hemingway, and what he talked about. At least those of us that are middle class or already have an outdoors background, we've got a way to vent. For a lot of people, going to that coffee shop's their only life.
Yeah, I think of that, A Warm, Well-Lit Place by Ernest Hemingway. And I think that is the short story that ends in suicide. It's about a man who, he looks for a warm, well-lit place to just find comfort.
Well, it's about himself. He later committed suicide.
In the same way in the short story, I believe.
So tell folks about the short story.
Yeah, the short story is just about an old man who's lonely, who looks for a diner, a warm, well-lit place, just to have company, to have someone smile at them, to have someone to talk to. Those warm, well-lit places are all closed. And maybe now they're all going to Walmart, but you can't even smile at people. I see people with the spear in their eyes, and I smile at them when you go to these box stores, but they can't see your smile.
It's enslavement.
Because you're wearing a mask. So I think how hard this has been on my family. I hear people in Texas complaining. I'm like, I don't know what you're complaining about. Compared to what I come from, this seems free.
Well, the truth is, when they took over Hawaii with the martial law, it never became really free. Just like some of the Western states are still... what was the term they used? A territory. They're still territories, basically. It's still under gubernatorial control.
Yeah, well, right now in Hawaii, they're definitely not free. And you said that you thank me, or you said I has courage to come on your show. When you stand up to bullies... It's dangerous. When you go stand with somebody standing up to bullies, it comes with risk. You know, you stood up for the child in the womb, getting emotional on the Joe Rogan show talking about partial birth abortion. If you don't get emotional talking about a partial birth abortion, you're sick. You get emotional when you're talking about 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. Yet you're the bigot, yet they're Muslim, Turkic Muslims. Yet Turkey doesn't stand with them. Saudi Arabia doesn't stand with them. InfoWars is standing with them. So I'm proud to be on your show.
Exactly. When it weaponized Islam's attacking us, I'm against it. But when they're cornered under attack, they're humans.
They're human beings. I'm a Christian. And the gospel.
Can I put this on in solidarity with
you? I would love you to put that on. I brought that as a gift. That's yours.
That's a little too big for it. There you go.
I think it looks good on you.
I'm wearing the Uyghur hat here, folks.
That is, praise Jesus. Right now, I want everyone I think we should.
They're literally in death camps, up to 600 a day being executed, building components for Apple. So we joke about it. These are real people praying out to God for support.
Having their organs harvested, right? They're having their organs harvested. And we are sitting here committing the sin of Onan with the NBA, kneeling for this. The bishops, I'm Catholic, the Catholic bishops calling for a day of fasting against racism. They didn't have a day of fasting against the genocide of the Yazidis, the Christian Chaldeans and Assyrians in Iraq and Syria. They're not committing having days of fasting for the Africans being slaughtered in Nigeria, but they will virtue signal right along with Twitter, Google, Facebook. That doesn't take courage. I'm sorry. Today, to say,
These are big evil corporations absolving themselves by doing tokenism. But they won't challenge Xi Jinping and the 3 million Muslims, over a million Buddhists and Christians in death camps as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, just think about what China's doing and the Tibetans, what they've done to them.
Yeah, no, this is happening. What China's
doing. You know, they make Tibetan women marry a Chinese man. Well, there's major repercussions.
Yeah, and now they're doing the same things in Chinese occupied East Turkestan, where they are marrying the women off the Han Chinese. Now, my wife, born and raised in New York, first generation American, she's Han Chinese. I have a blended family. My oldest two children from a first marriage are Pacific Islanders. You know, I care about these things, but the reality is in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, I'm not going to deflect or engage in virtue signaling to look good when there are 3 million people in concentration camps, the men having their organs harvested and women being forced.
And by the way, somebody's leaking the footage from the death camps who's worried from the drones. Somebody who's Chinese.
Yeah, I want to know who. Yeah, there's good people everywhere, right? Obviously.
No, it's the communists that are bad, not the Chinese. But they are killing people at level 4 or 5 times what Hitler did. I mean, this is big time, folks. This is big time.
Yeah, well, and this famine, 250 million people, the UN, the World Food Program predicted that there will be 250 million people starved to death this year because of the food production shortage.
Think about that. Not even a million dead from the COVID hoax, but millions are going to starve to death. Tens of millions, and it's funny.
And they're starving to death, actually. And it's in the news. You can Google food insecurity, starvation. New York Times will put it on B2017 on a Tuesday, which to me is more disgusting than not even covering it. Because if you don't cover it, then I would believe you don't know. But if you cover it and you put it on page B17 on a Tuesday, I'm like, you.
To watch the left run around in virtue signaling, call America Nazi when they're in bed with communist China, it's crazy. They don't care. They just don't care.
You know, and I want to share a story about how beautiful our country is and American people. I have a friend who was an Iraqi general, was a general for Saddam, but then he worked for the United States. I met him while I was traveling with the Peshmerga while they were fighting ISIS, and I was documenting the war, the ISIS's war on religious minorities. This general came to America for 2 weeks to go to a friend's funeral. They wouldn't let him in the country. We had to pull a lot of strings. We got him in. After 2 weeks in this country, I asked him what was his biggest surprise. He said, as an Arab Iraqi man, I feel more at home in this country. By the time I left the airport, I felt like people thought I belonged than I do in certain neighborhoods in Baghdad. I felt more at home in your country after 2 weeks than I would in any Arab or Muslim country. He said, I cannot believe. And he said, Americans, more than any people in the world, are thoughtful to God. We are the most beautiful people in the world, but sometimes it's our virtues they take advantage of. The woman who's yelling at
you. No, that's it. We care and we love and they know how to manipulate us.
Yeah, I said I was speaking at a conference of human rights activists in Iraq. And I said, unfortunately, it's our virtues they use against us. If they convince the American people pouring gasoline and lighting Iraq on fire would be what's best for Iraqi people, we would do it because we wanted to help the Iraqi people. They don't use our base motives to get us to do horrible things. If we topple Saddam, we'll bring.
So why do Americans have? It's beyond guilt. It's like a debt we have to pay, and that's manipulated. How do we control that?
I think it's authentic sacrifice is the way to do it, but that's a lot harder. You know, to stand alone.
Because you got to make the right. You got to sacrifice right. You can't get manipulated into a bad sacrifice.
Yeah, when you go to a park and say you're stealing, this park belongs to my community. You can't shut it down. They're going to dox and destroy you on social media. That actually shows concern for your community and comes with risk. But if I'm going to go and virtue signal alongside the NBA, Google,
no risk, you get it, power.
No risk. Yeah, power comes.
Yeah, so if you're not getting attacked, like Christ said, if you follow me, you'll be persecuted. So if you're not getting persecuted, you're not following Christ.
Yeah, and it's
all right, powerful, brother.
Thank you.
And tell people how they find your website and all the great work you're doing.
My website is movietomovement.com and thegreatcampaign.org. If we could get hashtag free Hawaii trending, that would make me very happy. And look,
come back this week with us. Owen Schwartz, hashtag free Hawaii.
Yeah, let's get that trending.
Want free Hawaii?
Free Hawaii. Let's get that.
Let's start it now. We'll do it. Owen Schwartz taking over in just 2 minutes with the Sunday Live election countdown. We're up in the game here. Owen, tell us what's coming up, my friend. Well, we may not have had him plugged in. He came in earlier and told me he was going to be popping in. Well, the good news is I was pretty anticlimactic.
How about now, Alex?
Oh, great. Go ahead, brother. Tell us what's coming up.
All right. It's good to be live with you, Alex. Well, we've got the story that you covered that pretty much went uncovered. Top U.S. general exposes deep state coup against the president. A story we covered last week that they just picked up this weekend. 39 children rescued by an operation led by the president. Kidnapping victims rescued. Of course, you've got Antifa murdering people in the streets. And other news, no calls taken on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have phone lines open for 2 hours, Sunday Night Live election countdown.
All right. Well, great job, Owen. You're going to be that's huge news. That's real news. That is so insane. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Infowars.com/show. Band.video, radio, and TV stations everywhere. Hope folks spread the word about this commercial-free transmission coming up right now on these streams. Thank you, Owen.
All right, thanks, Alex.
All right, Jason Jones, thank you too, brother.
Right, thank you, brother.
Great job. All right, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m., Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and then the new show, which is this new Sunday edition, is part of that, weekdays, 7 to 9.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.